We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of the Liberty Hour. This is Mark Glenn, along with my good friend, Phil Turney. You know, I want to say hello to everybody out there in the chat room. Very interesting little addition here to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can join the chat room if you just simply go to the homepage of RBN, and you'll see, I think it's up in the left-hand corner, you'll see chat, and then all you have to do is register, and then you are in like Flint, as they say. One of the comments on the chat room was, good music. and I agree. You know, Phil and I talked about it, what kind of music we were going to use for this, and we decided that that theme from Top Gun is a perfectly appropriate song for this, not just because of the music itself, but the theme of it. And I'm not talking about the Navy. I'm talking about Into the Danger Zone. You see, there's a double meaning to that, ladies and gentlemen. We as a nation are headed towards the cliff. We are headed towards the danger zone with regards to the situation in the Middle East, the situation with regards to our economy. Everything is falling apart and blowing up in our faces. And I wouldn't say that we're headed towards the danger zone. I would say that we are in the danger zone. What do you say about that, Bill?
Absolutely. I agree totally that, you know, the world is changing so fast, and if we don't stay on top of it now, if we don't make this right now, we're going to regret it, and our grandchildren are going to regret it. But I would like to also bring up one point of our last caller. When he was talking about being called anti-Semitic or Jew-hater or Nazi or whatever, just the very nature of talking about this subject or many others, that's a perfect way to label somebody to try to keep them quiet. Now, I'm speaking only as a survivor. I'm not speaking for everybody that was aboard that ship. I'm speaking for myself. But the point being, we didn't shoot at anybody. We didn't kill anybody. We didn't hurt anybody. They did all the killing and the slaughtering. Now, how dare the ADL or anybody else associated with name-calling call the survivors anything but great Americans doing their duty? And I'm insulted by the fact that because I am a survivor and am speaking out, would be called anything other than a patriot. And it is insulting to anybody else that wants to speak the truth and let the world know what they believe, to be afraid of being tarnished by a group of people that will cut your throat in a heartbeat. And at that point, I guess maybe we better bring up another caller.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to Eileen in Florida. Eileen, come on up, honey.
Hello?
Eileen?
Hey,
Eileen,
yeah, can you hear me?
I recognize that voice.
Hi, guys. It's good to talk to you again, and I wanted to get y'all talking maybe a little more about the Christian Zionists, and maybe Phil can talk some about the Waleed Shubat deal that happened at the Air Force Academy a couple of weeks ago. And I do have a good news report, but maybe I should fill in your audience if they do not know who Waleed Shubat, Kamel Saleem, and Zachariah Anani, I can't say it right, are, but they are supposedly three former ex-Islamic terrorists who have all converted now to a fundamentalist Christianity, and they are demonizing all of Islam. They have spoken through many universities and at the Air Force Academy. Some good news, though, that has come out of it. Next month, I believe it's going to be, there'll be the counterbalance will be happening with, hold on, I'm so sorry. I've got
Eileen, while you're looking that up, just hold on. We're going to go to a break, and we'll bring you right back.
All right, then I'm set.
Okay, hold on. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Heart- Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back to the Liberty Hour. We're into our second hour, and we got Eileen on the phone from Florida, the redheaded fireball. So, Eileen, go ahead and go on.
Okay, thank you. So February 6th, these three guys spoke at the Air Force Academy and filled the heads of these young people to fear Islam, that Islam is the enemy. But what's happening is the outgrowth of this, so many people complained and got on top of this, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation will be presenting the counterbalance, and I would like Phil, if maybe he could speak about the Air Force Academy and this topic, but also because we are in an election year, and we had Hagee come out just the other day to endorse McCain, and Reuters reported at a conference that McCain states he's very honored for this endorsement, and you know how Hagee is the staunchest leader of the Christian evangelical movement, and you know he has such close ties and advocacy for the freedom and independence of the state of Israel, but no mention of anything for the Palestinians' human rights and their state. And McCain also claims that he was not familiar with any of Hagee's writings, apparently has never attended one of these Hagee, and they're cult events. I went, I attended, I've reported. But it seems to me what we've got here is a revolutionary moment in time to get on top of these candidates, to bring this situation, this genocide, and even Israel themselves use the Holocaust word, the Hebrew word for it. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce it. But what's happening there in Gaza is definitely a genocide, and both sides need to quit this this violence, because it just, you know, perpetuates. But the state violence, the state terrorism that Israel has done far out exceeds anything that Hamas has done with their, you know, their rockets. So what do you guys suggest the audience do, number one, to get this situation, this Christian Zionist, which is really the neocon base, out there in the open, supporting McCain, such as this? These guys want Armageddon. And talk some about what we're indoctrinating these, you know, our Air Force young people with hearing these, you know, terrorists, former supposedly ex-terrorists, who are now Christian terrorists, I call them, fundamentalists. So I'll wrap it up. Thank you.
Phil, you want to take that?
Yes, I can say that, first of all, I agree with Eileen, you know, what's going on in the world today. And I first met Eileen out in Orange County, California, at Israel for No More Wars for Israel. But I would like to get into the Air Force Academy thing a little bit more, but I'm not going to say I'm really that familiar with it. But I did read part of the blog. The best thing to do is go to Eileen's website and get it. But as far as the Christian fundamentalists or whoever's trying to support Israel in the name of religion, I think is a path down the wrong road.
Well, you know, when I read this story about these three guys, the first thing that that struck me is, first of all, you know, they are trying to paint a picture of reality that simply does not exist. Now, you know, when 9/11 happened, at that time I was a typical American Christian, and I believed most of what I had been taught about Islam and about Muslims and whatnot. And then I thought, well, you know what, I ought to double check this, because I am old enough, smart enough now to see how the media has lied to me on all these other things. Why would they not be lying to me about this? And so I actually went out and got myself a copy of the Quran, the holy book for the Muslims, and I started reading it. And I was amazed to find out what really encompasses this religion. It is not in any way what we have been told it is. Just as we have been given a completely false picture of Israel being an ally of the United States and an ally to Christians, the mirror, the other side of the coin of that is that what we have been told about the Islamic religion and about the Muslim people is not true either. It's a complete falsehood. And one of the reasons, I think, for this program being brought to the Air Force Academy, like Eileen was talking about, is that a lot of the soldiers who are over there in the Middle East, and they are dealing with the Muslims and the Middle Easterners there, they are coming to see that there is a completely different face of these people than what they have been taught and what the Americans are hearing about. In fact, you have soldiers converting to Islam after having spent some time there, because the Muslim people and in the Muslim religion, I mean, anybody can twist anything, religion or otherwise, to justify whatever. But I think that there are two other points here to keep in mind. First of all, America did not have a problem with any Muslim nation until we got on board with supporting Israel and Israel's war against the Christian and Muslim Palestinians. That is the thorn in the foot that has caused this infection that has spread throughout the body. we've been in existence. By the time Israel was created, we were in existence for nearly 200 years, and we hadn't fought any Muslim countries. Now, if the Muslim people are so much anti-West and anti-Christian and everything else as we have been hearing, and if this religion has been around for 1,400 years, then where have all the wars been between America and these people? That's number one. Number two, the thing that Eileen brought up concerning, you know, that the violence needs to stop on both sides. Well, that sounds very good, but the fact of the matter is that the Palestinians are doing no different than what the Americans did in between the years 1775 and 1783. They are trying to expel an invader that is intent upon remaking the political landscape that they call their nation. Now, and the other thing is this. You know, we were talking about this issue of false flags before, false flag attacks. Israel is famous for doing this. She is famous for blowing up places within her own territory and then blaming it on Arab terrorists. Okay, there have been far too many instances of her being caught red-handed doing it. So if today the Palestinians said, okay, we're not going to fight anymore, there's not going to be any violence, you would see things blowing up all over the place in Israel, and it would be blamed on the Palestinians. So I think that the wisdom, if you want to call it that, at least the thinking on the part of the Palestinians who are fighting to protect themselves is, listen, we're going to get blamed for it either way. So we can either fight on our own terms, or we can let them blow something up and blame it on us. So I think this is the reason why we see this happening. So, you know, I understand it's real nice to say, come on, guys, let's just stop fighting and let's get along. But you've got to understand that Israel, as I said earlier, she thrives on violence. She thrives on warfare. If peace broke out in the Middle East, Israel would shrink up like a balloon that had just lost all its air. So, and besides that, we have to keep in mind, too, again, you have to understand the mindset that is the building block of this nation. They're not just looking for a little sliver of land along the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea. They want all of it. You read in the things that have been written by the founding fathers of Israel, they made it very clear that the land between the Nile and the Euphrates, now this happens to encompass, of course, all of Palestine, portions of Lebanon, portions of Syria, Iraq, portions of northern Saudi Arabia, Jordan. They consider all of this to be greater Israel. So they're not just going to sit contently with a little sliver of land. They want it all. And so, you know, we have to be practical about this. And going back to what Ray said, and I'll end my thoughts with this, talking about the fact that, you know, there are people who don't want to delve into understanding the mindset that is driving this. And by that I mean Judaism or Zionism or whatnot. Well, listen, no such consideration existed on 9/11. We had it shoved in our faces and up our nose and in our ears and every other place where it could be put, all about the Muslims and all about the Quran and all about Islam and the 72 virgins things and jihad and everything else you can imagine. Nobody thought anything about, wait a minute, there are going to be a lot of innocent people who are going to get dragged into this, so let's not talk about Islam or anything else. We are still hearing about it. So my position is what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And if we can have an open, frank discussion about all of the evils of Islam, then we can certainly have an open, frank discussion about the evils of Zionism or Judaism. And Phil says to that?
Well, I say absolutely. I mean, one side has to be exposed just as well as the other. And to the terrorists that are trying to kill our fellow Americans, I wish them to hell. And the Al Qaeda and people of that ink, I'm not gonna support that type of stuff, and especially when they're killing our young men. But if we weren't over there, there would not be a war. And I think our government put us in a position where we had to go to war with Iraq because of the there's another false flag incident saying that they had nuclear weapons when they knew they didn't. And that is almost beyond shameful to put American soldiers and sailors and Marines and Air Forcemen in harm's way for no reason other than to do the bidding of...
This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to the half of the second hour. I want to thank everybody who's participating in this. I've gotten a lot of nice emails from people saying they like the show. Obviously, we have a lot of callers today, so I think we struck a chord here, Phil. What do you think?
Absolutely, and you know, it this show is nothing without the audience and their participation and supporting us and the sponsors and the radio station, and it's. It's very heartfelt that there's so many good Americans out there with different opinions. We don't all have to agree, but we can agree to disagree, and that doesn't make us enemies. It makes us stronger as a nation. And I appreciate the chance to be on the Liberty Hour, and more than that, I appreciate what you've done for the LVA, Mark, and all the good things you've written about it, and also. A good friend of ours, Matt Hodges, is doing a film, and if you want to run that down right quick, just before you bring another caller, I'd appreciate it, please.
Yeah, Okay, Matt Hodges, filmmaker. I believe he is with Break of Dawn Productions. And he has finished all of the filming, from what I understand, the Liberty. I think he was, yeah, he was there at the reunion in D.C. back in June. He sent me a trailer of what he's put together, and it looks like it is going to be a fantastic documentary. I thought after seeing Dead in the Water that I wouldn't see anything that would come close to it, but it looks like what Matt is doing with this is going to be fantastic. He is trying to raise some money so that he can finish up the project. Anybody who's interested in seeing the trailer, it's on YouTube. And if you'll just email me at American Free Press, all one word, AmericanFreePress@yahoo.com, I'll send you the link to that trailer, and you'll see what a great job he has done putting this together. It is going to be a fantastic film. So obviously our hat's off to Matt. Anyway, we've got some more callers, Phil. We ought to pull up Wes in Idaho. Wes, come on up.
Hello.
How you doing, Wes?
Yeah, great call-ins. This mystery of who Israel is and who Israel is not is like a Cinderella story, wicked witch and all. This Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that is being projected as the mastermind of 9-1-1 is actually a picture of the Jewish porn star Ron Jeremy. I'm not kidding. You can find the pictures on the internet. He has a very distinguished upper body, a hairy chest that is plain and simple. You can see it. I've been trying to get a hold of Alex Jones of his movie Terror Storm. Want Phil's opinion on this subject. On this film, Terror Storm, by Alex Jones, he projects that LBJ was behind the planning of the attack, not just cover-up, but the planning of the attack. Now, my opinion, it was actually Israel was behind the Jews were behind the attack, and LBJ covered for their devious deeds. But I would like Phil's opinion on that subject.
Okay,
I'd
be glad to. Interesting that you would bring that up. LBJ, as I said before, when the attacking aircraft, let me just back up a little bit. Earlier that morning, we were reconned by Israeli reconnaissance aircraft for probably 5 to 6 hours. They knew exactly who we were. We were flying the American flag, a GTR-5 in bold, big letters on the front of the ship, and USS Liberty on the back. Clearly an American ship. Admiral Moore said our ship was like a big lobster out there. It was probably one of the ugliest ships in the Navy, no doubt. Nobody could not identify us. But the planes that were attacking us were unmarked. They had no markings on them. We had no idea who was attacking us. A survivor named Terry Haldabardier ran a long wire to an antenna that hadn't been destroyed that got out an SOS within 15 minutes of the attack. LBJ and McNamara called the airplanes back even before we knew who they were was attacking us. And he said he wasn't going to embarrass his ally and didn't give a damn if we all died and sunk. Now, if we didn't know who was attacking us, how did LBJ know? So, yes, I think he was into it up to his rear end in a conspiracy with Israel to sink the ship fast and blame it on the government of Egypt. There's no other explanation. And there was only one fly in the ointment as our ship didn't sink. Now, Mark earlier said that the borders that Israel wants, our ship had it sunk, those borders would have been realized 40 years ago. So our ship not sinking in reality changed history. And this history cannot be found in any book other than Jim Ennis's book, Assault on the Liberty, and of course others, Peter Hoonan's book, and good films like Dead in the Water and so on and so forth. But with our ship not sinking, we did change the footprint in the Middle East, and that is changing again as we speak.
Well, Phil, hold on with that thought. We'll continue this after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Here we go again. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot for your participation. We certainly appreciate it. And one more point on LBJ. Yeah, I certainly believe now. I am speaking as a survivor. I'm not speaking for the whole crew, but in my opinion, he was the instigator along with Israel that planned this for no telling how long to get us in a war with the Arabs. With that being said, I have some rather disturbing sad news on one of our survivors. His name is Dr. Richard Kiefer. He's certainly a very good friend of mine and a true American hero. There's none other that I've ever met in my life that I admire more than him. He saved many, many lives aboard the Liberty with his skill and perseverance. He was wounded in the stomach and his knees, and he did just a heroic job saving lives and was awarded the Silver Star and Purple Heart and many other medals, which he deserved. A very humble man, but he is now very ill in the hospital. He has diabetes. They had cut off taken off one of his legs, and now I understand that he is in, he's got pneumonia. So I would hope that everybody out there listening would please take a moment and, you know, just say a small prayer for Dr. Kiefer and his quick and healthy recovery. And,
you know, Phil, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
You know, Phil, you bring that up. One of the things that through all the stuff that I've read and heard from the Liberty Survivors, one of the things that has stuck with me the strongest has been the tales of Doc Kiefer and the fact that this guy, he was trying to save people's lives there, I guess, for like 18 hours. He was doing surgery and trying to save these four men. And nobody even knew, because he didn't say a word of it, nobody even knew that he was bleeding from his stomach, from his midsection, because he had taken shrapnel. And from what I understand, it was a pretty substantial wound that he had suffered. And but just like you know, the spirit of Americans, you know, he didn't think about that. He said, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead," and went about the business of doing his job as a doctor working for the U.S. Navy and trying to save these men, even though he himself was dying. And if there is anybody who exemplifies the best of what it means to be an American, I would say it is Doc Kiefer.
I'll certainly second that. And yes, Doc Kiefer had a life jacket on around his waist to hold his midsection in. And I was there. I helped Doc Kiefer in the wardroom when he was doing operations, and unfortunately, one of our shipmates passed as he was on the operating table trying, when Doc Kiefer was trying to save him. I was holding a light for him, and to see that type of stuff, it was just something I'll never forget. But he never lost his cool, and he operated, and he took care of men as fast and as efficiently as he could. As I said before, he saved many, many lives, and he deserves the respect of all Americans, and God bless him for that.
God bless him. And as you said, Phil, we just ask people out there, whatever faith you are, just to say a prayer for him, and if indeed it is God's will that Doc be taken from us, that he dies a good death, and of course, pray for the repose of his soul, and that God will aid his family during this time of grieving, if indeed it is God's will. But we never know, Phil. I mean, look, you guys are living proof that miracles exist. You guys should have gone down that day, and you didn't. And I believe that you were spared by the hand of God to be doing exactly what you're doing right now, which is to save the USS Liberty. And I'm not talking about the ship. I'm talking about the United States of America. To save us from what is going to be a horrible, watery grave if we don't wake up and understand that we are at war with this nation who is absolutely intent upon destroying us.
Mark, you make a very good point, and I might add that USS Liberty Veterans has a $10,000 reward for anyone, ADL, anybody in the Jewish government, Ambassador of Israel, anybody that can come out and call any of us liars that were lying about who attacked us. They shot at our life rafts. There was not going to be any survivors. We only had three life rafts left, and guess what? They shot them out of the water and then took one of them aboard their torpedo boat. And those are war crimes. They're very, very serious war crimes. And a good friend of mine, Ron Kukul, was instrumental in getting this all put together, War Crimes Commission, and it was stopped. It was completely stopped. And because of the fact is that we're coming too close to getting the truth out, and our government just keeps on sweeping it under the rug. And it is, in my opinion, the people that are doing this have blood on their hands. They have the blood of the crew of the USS Liberty on their hands, as they did 40 years ago. And their job is not to do their will, but the will of the people. And when we finally take back our country and make sure that our elected representatives represent us, if that doesn't happen, we are doomed. We are in deep, deep, deep trouble. And so I hope this show and the USS Liberty reminds us that we have responsibility to make sure that this government stays as the Constitution demands that they work for us. We do not work for them.
Mm-hmm. Wes, thanks for your call, buddy. Okay, let's bring up, I've got two Johns from Tennessee here, so let's, Manny, whoever called in first, go ahead and bring him up.
Is that me?
I guess that's you.
Okay, it's a pleasure. Phil, thank you for what you've done. Mark, thank you.
Appreciate
I'd like to make a quick comment about the Liberty and then a little bit about what's going on now. First of all, Phil, you know as well as I do, well, I'm ex-Air Force, but there's two types of people. There are those that run to the battle, and there are those that run from the battle. And fortunately for you, you ran to the battle, and you're still fighting the fight, and for that I say thank you. What's interesting, you know, there's many of us that have been accused of being anti-Semitic, and I'm not. I mean, for goodness sakes, Jesus Christ was a Jew, but here's what I'm getting at. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9, both address basically a warning for those that say they are Jews and are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. So what I'm saying is just as America has been commandeered and infiltrated and taken from the good Americans, I believe Israel has gone through the same thing. So when we say that we're fighting the Zionists or we're fighting those that say that Israel can do no wrong, we are obliged, I believe, to stand against not only what's going on in our nation that is wrong, but in Israel or Russia or France or anywhere else in the world, to be able to stand up on our two feet and say clearly, this is wrong and it's got to stop. I don't know how to explain it any other way except to say that the Bible tells us who our enemy is, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness and darkness on earth and elsewhere that have great authority over us. Now, that's a paraphrase, but that's who the enemy is, and they do want to control us. I'd like to leave you with a quote, it's a short quote, from a guy named Edward Bernays, who was a nephew of Sigmund Freud. He wrote a book called Propaganda. He's been employed by Procter & Gamble, CBS, GE, Dodge, U.S. presidents, the Army, etc. Here's what he said, and understand that they want to control us, and we can't allow it. He said, quote, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing about it? We can see it going on daily, guys. Unfortunately, much of America and much of the rest of the world believes that everything they see on Fox, CNN, or the other networks that they hear on the Hannity show is truth, when in fact, all of it is a little bit of truth mingled with a whole lot of lies, enough to deceive. And until we wake up and realize that we're going to be responsible for the actions that we take, America and the rest of the world basically, I believe, is doomed to what's coming if we don't stand accountable for our own selves and live or die do what's right.
I agree with you, John.
Well said.
Excellent call.
Well said.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had something to say about that. Now I can't remember. Hey, you can't blame me. I've got eight kids, and what can I say? Anyway, we've got the other John from Tennessee. John, come on up.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
Great. I just wanted to say to your guest there, thank you so much for what you've done so far. God bless your life.
Thank you.
I was in the military, too, and this is what would have happened to these poor kids. If they would have mutinied, the government would have turned this around on them somehow, and they would have executed them all for mutiny.
Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. When that admiral told me to keep my mouth shut, I didn't talk about the Liberty for almost 20 years. So, yeah, he scared me to death. In fact, with the trauma of the attack and then being ostracized by a flag admiral, it was a lot more than a lot of people wanted to take, that's for sure.
You know, what you got to think of is this. Jesus Christ was happy with one star. These bastards are only looking out for their pensions and their own asses. They don't give a damn about the line soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines or anything else. They really don't. You're cannon fodder to them.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Yeah, to a certain degree, yeah. I think that we have, I mean, look, Admiral Moore, who's going to be honored this coming weekend, is that right, Phil?
Yes.
Yeah, Admiral Moore, I mean, look, here's perfect proof of a man who did love his country and who was not afraid to speak out against who the real enemy was. So there are good men up there, but unfortunately, not enough. And I do agree with you, John, that if anything had happened that ran contrary to the plan, whether it was with Admiral Geis or Tully or whoever, they may not have been court-martialed, but their lives would have been run through the meat grinder and they would have been made an example of for everybody else to say, this is what happens when you don't follow orders. So don't even think about standing up for principle or even standing up for the law. You do what you're told or else this is what's going to happen to you. So I think that, you know, in terms of being practical about this, I think they understood that. I think they did. And thank God that they did send the ships when they did, even though they were called back, because if they hadn't sent those ships, as Phil indicated, those commandos, those Israeli commandos would have boarded the Liberty and they would have gunned down everybody so that there were no survivors to tell the tale. So, call it a quirk of fate or an act of God or whatever you want to call it, but the fact that word did get to Israel that there were planes on the way did save these men. So, in hindsight, like they say, hindsight is 20/20, and, we can say that now, but, we have to be practical about this. We have a very, very corrupt government. I mean, look at what's going on now with regards to the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and what they plan to do with regards to Iran and Syria. And they, Bush the other day, when this report came out that said that the war is going to cost the U.S. $3.5 trillion, and that it is the most likely culprit in this, what we call this economic downturn, Bush comes forward and says there is no recession. I mean, what is this?
Hello, Hope.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, I had another line. I got to go.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for your call, John. So we've got to keep in mind is that we have a lunatic or a group of lunatics who are steering the ship. You see, that not only are they incompetent, they're criminally incompetent. And so, we have to be practical about this. Look what happened to Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, when she came forward and said that as a translator, she heard discussions taking place that involved people in high positions of the U.S. government involved in open treason, and she was told to keep her mouth shut and to not say a word. And we're talking about nuclear espionage going on, with nuclear secrets being stolen by Israel and Turkey and being provided to the supposed terrorists that we're supposed to be fighting in the Middle East. So, incredibly corrupt group of people. So, we have to keep a practical head about it. Okay, Phil, we have one more call that we ought to bring up, and it's Jim from Texas. I assume it's the one and only Jim from Texas.
I don't know about one and only, but it is Jim from Texas.
How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Phil?
Good. Thank you.
I'd like to go back briefly, because that's all the time we have, is that you guys touched on it last night on Piper's show about Lieutenant Innes, I believe he was, the one who wrote the book, is having second thoughts about supporting what you guys are trying to do.
That's correct.
And in my own humble opinion, this is what's the, I call somebody that says, I want the truth out there no matter what, and I'll fight to the bitter end to get it out there, unless, with this caveat, that some Jewish fellow somewhere decides he wants to call me a name. In that case, I don't want the truth. This is what happens when people allow themselves to be bullied by words like neo-Nazi and anti-Semite and skinhead and any other terms that they bandy about like all get out, If you're scared of being called a name, then don't even worry about looking for the truth, because you're never going to find it.
I would agree with you on that, Jim. And, being a minor player in all this, I can say I understand that there was a time when the Liberty survivors had to be careful, that they had to be careful about how they said things. But, you can't stay in a foxhole forever. Eventually, you're going to have to get out there and start slinging some lead downrange, because they're going to kill you anyway. If you think that you're going to stay safe by staying in that foxhole, you can forget it. They will find where you are, and they will destroy you. And if there's any group of people that the state of Israel wants destroyed more than anybody else, it is the survivors of the USS Liberty. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I do believe that the Liberty Incident, I'm sorry, not the Liberty Incident, I hate that term because that's the name of the book that that traitor Judge Crystal wrote, the attack on the Liberty is the silver bullet that may wind up killing this this monster here. If the American people were made aware of what happened to our nation 40 years ago, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I believe that it would result in a dramatic shift in how we deal with this country. Jim, you want to hang on or what?
Alrighty.
All right, hang on. All right, everybody stay tuned for the last segment of the Liberty Hour. We will be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to the last few moments of the program. And, Mark, I wanted to bring up one thing real quick before we finish up with our caller and everything. But this is something that maybe I haven't told you before, but there was a price to pay for trying to help us. And that price was paid by a true American hero. His name was Captain Tully. He was the skipper of the USS Saratoga. I don't know if you know this or not, but Captain Tully did protest. And this great American was a fighter pilot during World War II, a hero then and now. He has since passed, but Captain Tully lost his command because he did protest, and they took his ship away from him, and he was very bitter about that. And every time that he would come to our reunions or on film, and I would try to get as close as I could to this man and talk to him, but he was so bitter about that, and that he couldn't help us. It would bring him to tears to even talk about it. So, yes, there was a very heavy toll for this great American. It ruined his career. Of course, he was on his way up to get his stars, and the USS Liberty attack took him away. So we owe a lot of credit to Captain Tully, skipper of the Saratoga, for having the guts to protest. And again, regrettably, he lost his command. They took his ship away.
And you know, Phil, one of the things that I've encountered in dealing with you guys, some of the emails that you guys get, where you are actually called un-American, you're called traitors. You know, on the USSLiberty.wordpress.com website that you and I operate, you'll see comments in there from people who are supporters of Israel, who are saying that you guys got what you deserved and that you're nothing but a bunch of crybabies and you're traitors and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, to think that the day would come in this country when a man like Captain Tully or you or anybody else would be subjected to this kind of thing, I tell you, it is so surreal that if I weren't living it myself and instead I were reading about it in a history book, I would say there's no way that this thing could have existed. Any nation that would tolerate this kind of I don't know what word to give it, but any nation that would tolerate this suffers from a sickness that, you know, it has to be a fatal sickness, any nation that would tolerate this kind of thing. So, I appreciate you. I did not know that about Captain Tully, but, you know, one day he will be remembered as a hero, as all of you will be. And we just have to wait until the season in this country changes to the point where people are sick of this and they're not going to put up with it anymore. And then instead of raising the Benedict Arnolds up as our heroes and role models, we will be raising up men such as you and Captain Tully and all the others. So, Jim, do you have anything else to say, buddy?
Yeah, I would have one request that sometime in the near future you guys dedicate one of your shows to the good people of Grafton, Wisconsin, and tell the people what happened to them when they tried to honor their liberty, and how bad the government, both federal and state government, and all the Pentagon and all the military treated you guys for merely being honored by a small city in Wisconsin.
That's a good idea. You want to talk about that, Phil?
Yes, I will briefly, but it's going to take longer than that. But basically, in a nutshell, there was two brothers, the Groh brothers in Grafton, Wisconsin, that donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to us for a library. And we'll have to cover this next week.
Exactly. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating. And God willing, we will be back next week to continue this fascinating discussion. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to RBN. God bless the USS Liberty. God bless the heroes of the USS Liberty. God bless America. Go out, and as my good friend Hashem Talal, he says, go do the right thing. Take care.
Pain, it's a warning signal to the body.